Brian Finn is back with all the business news. Morning, Brian.
Audrey, thank you. Good morning. The state agency established to fund delivery of new homes more than doubled loan approvals in 2021, bringing the total since inception 3 years ago to €835 million. Dara Deering is chief executive of Home Building Finance Ireland. And you started out with €730 million just 3 years ago, Dara. So this indicates that you're now into recycling that capital effectively. Or where are you sourcing your funding from now?
Good morning, Brian. Yes, you're absolutely right. In the 3 years, we've approved over €835 million in funding across 71 different developments, and that will support about 3,700 new homes in 18 counties. And that looks above the, obviously, the €730 million of funding that we were allocated initially, but we've great capacity to scale that up in two ways. One is absolutely right. We're recycling some of the loans that have paid us back because we started lending in 2019. Much of that money is come back and we're recycling it and we'll continue to do that, but we also have capacity to borrow additional funding from the marketplace if needs be. And the most important message for builders out there is if they have plans, we want to give them certainty that we have sufficient capacity, that funding will not be an impediment to bring forward new supply.
Okay, so that's important. You're still taking applications. So what are the general criteria for accessing funding?
Yeah, I mean, we did a strategic review, Brian, in 2020 to engage with stakeholders and understand what do they really need to deal with the housing challenge that we all face. The feedback we received was that there was demand for small schemes. It's about 12% of the market for units less than 10. So we bought a product for that specifically for smaller schemes across Ireland. We also see demand for larger schemes as well. So we literally have products that will provide funding for schemes from 5 units up to over 300 units for homes and apartments across all tenures.
And do applicants have to be based in Ireland or can overseas developers get access?
Yeah, the vast majority of what we see, Brian, is that in the marketplace is that there are developers that have some presence and experience already building in Ireland. And I suppose for us, we are here to try and bring forward new supply, but it's important that the people that we deal with and support have experience building in Ireland. And that's the highest level of demand we see. Sometimes it's people that have been involved in the construction sector before, may have exited for a period of time and want to come back in as a builder or developer. So they may not have financial experience, but they have building experience, and we're really happy to support them as well.
Looking at these figures, the momentum really appears to have taken off in the last year or so. So I wonder, is there an argument there, given its success, to broaden the remit and the funding base, especially given the clear demand for housing at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, the sector struggled, as did other aspects of the economy, when sites were reclosed, the first time obviously being in the early part of 2020. In our experience, what happened is when the sites reopened, it was probably the more established builders and developers who had the financial wherewithal to start building very quickly. But what we've seen in the last year, and that's evident in the figures, that's now much more mainstream and widespread. And I suppose the big driver, Brian, is demand. There's huge demand for homes across Ireland. Builders want to build, and we're here to support that. We'll continue to engage with the sector. If there are any other gaps in the marketplace that where we could fill them, be it on a temporary basis, which we did, I know we've spoken on your show before about Momentum Fund, which we brought out post-COVID, or if there's other gaps that emerge in the marketplace, we will absolutely make sure that we're not left wanting and that finance is available and it's not a barrier to bring forward new supply.
Dara Deering, Chief Executive of Home Building Finance Ireland, thank you.